Yeah, Mishnah is Bob Kama. We're up to Perek Dalet. Mishnah. Shor shenogach abo b'chamisha shvorim ze achazer. If one shor did damage to another four or five axes, one after another, belonging to different people. So now, how much does the original mazik, the bala, the first shor, have to pay? So Mishnah says, Yishalim la'achren shabhem. The original mazik, the owner of the first shor that does the damage to these four or five other shvorim, has to pay to the last shor first. To the last one that did damage, he pays him first the chatzi nezek. We're talking about a tam now. To the tam, the first three times, only has to pay half of the damage. Therefore, first, he pays la'achren shabhem. And we know the locher of tam is you can only take migufoi, how much the axe is actually worth. So let's say that the last one, you did $100 worth of damage, so you owe him 50. And if your shor is worth $50, so he takes $50 out of it, and you're left with 50. So now, vim yesh bei moisa, like here there's $50 left over, so yach sila shalafonav. Then you pay the one before that you did damage to. Let's say that damage was only $20, so you still have $30 left over. Vim yesh bei moisa, if you have some money left over, yach sar lishalafnei fonav. You pay to the one before this. And according to this cheshbon, for your achron niskor, the last one gains on the deal. The last one that got damaged, he is paid up first, and then the one from the leftover, the one before, if there's any money left over, the ones before. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, we look at the pshat from Rabbi Meir is that he holds that once the shor did the first damage, it's like the nizik, he like grabbed the shor for his payment, so he becomes the shema socher. Therefore, it's like the first one now is chayiv for the damage of the second one. And the same one, when the second one did damage, got damaged, so the second one grabbed the shor, so he became a shema socher. So therefore, each one like has to pay to the next one, because he owes to the next one the damage that like his animal did, he was a shema socher on it. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Shimon says, shor shova mosayim. If an axe belonging to Reuven worth $200, shenogach shor shova mosayim, it did damage to Shimon's axe, which was also worth $200. And v'yein ha'nevela yofaklum, the nevela, the dead carcass, is not worth anything. So in the locha, it was a tam. Reuven's shor was a tam. The locha is zeno et amona, the zeno et amona that divided in half. Tam pays chatzin nezek, he has to pay a chatzin nezek. Choza v'nogach shor achar, let's say this shor now does damage a second time to somebody else, which is also shava masayim. The second the shor that it did damage to was also worth $200. So locher is now achronoit amono. The last one, the second one that received damage, he has a right to collect his chatzinezik from the shor. He gets chatzi. He gets half of it, $100. V'shelefonav. Now the one before, it's like this: zenoito chamishim zuz v'zenoito chamishim zuz. The first nizik and the original owner, they both divide the shor in half. They both what's left over, they both receive 50. And the Gemara says the pshat from Rabbi Shimon is that he holds like Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that after they does the damage, it's considered like the mazik and the nizik. And forget, Rabbi Shimon holds like a Kiva Shita, that the nizik and the mazik become shutfim in the shor. That once the mazik does damage to a nizik, so now the nizik has a right to collect chatzi nizik. He becomes like a shutuf, like a partner in the shor. And therefore it's considered like their shor did damage together, so therefore they're both chayav to pay. Therefore the second one that received his damage, he gets chatzi nezek, and what's left over, the first two divided in half, they both like get chatzi of what's left. That's called zenoy to chamishim zuz v'zenoy to chamishim zuz. What's going to be choza v'nogach shor achar shova masayim? Again, this axe does damage a second time to another shor that's worth $200. So again, the locher is achronoit amono. The last one, he has a right to collect his chatzi nezek. He gets $100 from the shor. V'shelofonov, and the one before that, chamishim zuz, he gets $50 out of the shor. U'shnaim harishonim, and the first two, the original owner and the first nizik, dinner zov, they get 25 apiece. They get a dinner zov. And this is the cheshbin, because they're considered like shutfim. So therefore, each one is a shutif, has to pay his share to the last one they received that was damaged.
Mishnah Beis. Shor shehu mu'ed l'minoi.
V'yeinoy mu'ed l'sheina minoy. Let's say a shor, it did damage, it gored already three other shvarim, so it became a mu'ed. But it did not do any damage yet to a different min, let's say to a horse or to a camel. When it sees a horse or a camel, to them it does not do damage. So we'll soon see it's not called the mu'ed for eina minoy. Or else another case is mu'ed liyodom v'yein the mu'ed l'vehema. Let's say this animal already did damage to three people, to three men, but to other animals it does not do damage. Or else mu'ed l'ketanim v'yein the mu'ed l'gedolim. It only did damage three times, it got already three young calves, but not an older, not a big animal, did not harm any big animals yet. So the locher is eshehu mu'ed loy mishalom nezik sholom. The one that it did damage to already three times, it became a mu'ed. So for that, if it does again, it has to pay nezik sholom, the complete damage. V'yeshein the mu'ed loy, but to the ones that it did not do damage to yet, so then it's still called the tam, and therefore the locher is mishalom chatzi nezik. That's all. Omrul of Rabbi Yehuda was set over in front of Rabbi Yehuda, the same type of halacha that harei shoyu mu'ed lishabosos v'yein the mu'ed lachol. Let's say this animal only did three times damage already on three Shabbosim, but not on the weekdays. So Amulim, he said back, L'Shabbosos Mishalom Nezik Sholom. If it does damage again on Shabbos, the owner would have to pay Nezik Sholom. It's a mu'ed to do damage on Shabbos. But L'Yemais HaChol, Mishalom Chatzi Nezik, if it does damage on the weekday, then it only have to pay a Chatzi Nezik. Emesai Hutam, when does this return to be back at Tam? Mishiyach Seboi Shloish Yemei Shabbosos. If three Shabbosim pass by and it did not do damage, and then it's considered back to a tam. But the weekdays will not be any proof, since it did not do damage in the beginning through the weekdays. By resting on the weekdays, that's not a proof that it becomes back a tam. It has to rest on Shabbosos three times and did not do damage.
Mishnah Gimel. Shor shel Yisrael shenogach shor shel Hegdish, a shor that belongs to regular Yisrael. If it did damage a gourd, the shor that belongs to Hegdish, or else the opposite way, Vishal Hegdish, or shor that belongs to Hegdish, belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, Shenogach the shor shel Yisrael, that did damage to a regular shor belonging to a regular Jew, Locher is potter. In both cases, he potter for paying the damage. Shneim the Pasuk says, Shor Reyehu, for loy shor shel Hegdish. You only have to pay if your shor does damage to Reyehu, to a friend, meaning another shor ahead yet, and not a shor belonging to Hegdish, whether it's the Nizik or the Mazik, Yepotah. So again, that's what says, Shor Yehu, V'loi Shor Shal Hegdish. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Shor Shal Yisrael, Shenogach L'Shor Shal Nochri? If a shor that's belonged by a Jew does damage to a shor that's belonged by a Goy, so Potah, also the Jew is Potah. Same thing. But what about the opposite way? Let's say V'Shal Nochri, Shenogach l'shor shel Yisrael, if the shor belonging to a goy does damage to a shor belonging to a Jew, see the locher is bein tam bein muid mishalom nezik sholem. That even though it's only a tam, still the bal had the goy has to pay the Jew a nezik sholem. His man, when they're under our control, they go to our bezdin. That's the locher we mechayev them to pay a nezik sholem. Mishneh Dalet, shor shel pikeach. Shenogach shor shel cheres shoyte v'kotev, a shor of an odom that's a pikeach, a smart person that's a bar das, does damage to a shor belonged either by a cheres that's deaf and dumb, or else a shoyte fool, or else a kotev, and these people do not have das. They're called lav b'nei das. Therefore, still the locher is chayiv, that the bala shor is chayiv to pay for the damage. Because the Bala Shor, he's a Bardas, he was supposed to watch his shore, therefore if his shore does damage, he's chayiv. What about the opposite way? Let's say v'shel cheresh shayte v'kotem, shenogach shor shopekech, let's say the opposite way around. The shore that belongs to a cheresh or a shayte v'kotem that does damage to a shore belonging to a smart person, so potter, the locher is, they are potter, since they're lav b'nei deninu. It's not on them to watch the shore, therefore they're potter from paying. What's going to be shor shor cheresh shayte v'kotin shenogach? So bezdin mamidin lehem apotropis. The locher is bezdin has to put upon them an apotropis, has to have somebody watch them watch the shore for them. And therefore, if it does damage now three times, they'll be chayef to pay. But for a tam, there's no din of an apotropis on a tam. For a tam, still they're potter. Because since by a tam, you collect megufa, you take away the gufa of the shore, the chum do not want to put an apotropis in order that they should take away the gufa of the shore. Omidin lehem bifne apotropis. And to make mamuid, you have to say this, you have to warn them in front of the owner. So the owner here is sitting the apotropis, you have to warn him in front of the apotropis. The guardian, the one that's taken in charge. What's going to be in his paka chacherish? Let's say the one that's deaf and dumb, he becomes smart, he's able to hear. Ros nishtapo hashayta, the fool becomes smart. Ros vihigdil hakotun, the cotton becomes a godel. Chaz letamusai, now the locker is, the shor becomes back to a tam. Even though before it became a mu'ud by the apotropis, that's only when the apotropis was taken over. But now that it goes back to a new owner, like, therefore it's chazal letamus, it goes back to the original case of a tam. Tiber Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi Yaimen now hareya bechas kosoi. Now it's the same way it was before, since it became a mu'ud already, it stays a mu'ud for shus of the owner also. In other words, according to Rabbi Yosi, or shinu harishus, changing ownership from one person to another person does not change the halacha of the shor. The shor is still considered a mu'ud. Shor it's the din, a nechayiv misa, or shor that you teach him how to kill people, how to do damage, like a bulldog, bullfights. So a nechayiv misa, if this shor kills a man, we don't have to kill the shor. Shneva the pasuk says ki yigach. If the shor himself does damage, for loy shagichu, and not if we teach him how to go and kill somebody. If the owner teaches him, then that shor is like not chayv misa, it's not called his action. Bezin does not have to kill the shor. Mishnehei, shor shenoga ches odom v'meis. If a shor got a person and killed the person, so mu'ed, if the shor is a mu'ed, mishalim koifer. The bala shor has to pay koifer to the Yorshim of the mace. Vitam, let's say his shor was only a tam, put them in a koifer. Then he's put them in a koifer. Does not have to pay the money to the Yorshim. Vizeh, vizeh, chayovim misa. But in both cases, the shor hamazik, we kill that shor. Since the shor killed the person, we kill the shor. Even though we killed the shor, if the shor was a mu'ud, the owner of the shor still has to pay the money. And as machlekes in the Gemara, how much do you have to pay? You have to pay the main nizik or the main mazik. You have to pay that much money to the Yorshim. V'chein ba'ben v'chein ba'bas. Does not make a difference whether the shor kills a baby, a boy, or a girl. Even though they're young, even though they put them in a mitzvah, still the shor is chayiv skilo if it kills a ben or a bas. Nogach eved or yomo. Let's say the shor kills an eved kanani or an omo kananis. Talachar is noisin shleishim sloim. That's a knaf, the Torah says. That the Baal HaShor has to pay to the Baal of the Eved 30 sloim. Bein shu yofa mona, whether the Eved was worth $100, bein shen yofa lo din rechel, even though it's only worth one, still that's a kanas, you have to pay 30 sloim, and the shor itself we do not kill. Mishneh Vov, shor shohoye mischachech bakhoisel, a shor that was scratching itself against the wall, and benofel al hodom, now the wall caved down and fell upon a person and killed somebody. But here the shor did not have intentions to kill this person. His intentions were just to scratch himself against the wall. Or else, niskav and laharges a behema, the animal had intentions to kill another behema, and by mistake, laharges odom, there was a man sitting next to it, and it killed the man also. Or else, lanochri, it had intentions to kill a guy, varag ben Yisrael, by mistake, the shor killed the ben Yisrael. Or else Lanafolim had intentions to kill a Nefil, a kid that would not live anyway. So the shor is not Chayv Misa for this. But it came out Vorek Ben Kayoma that he killed a baby that would have lived. Therefore, for that, he should have been Chayv Misa. Still, the Loch, when all these cases are Potter, that the shor is Potter for Misa. The Dash and the Posik, Hashor Yisok of a Gambol of Yumas, that the shor is only Chayv Skila, if the owner would also be Chayv Skila in such a case. So in these cases, if a person would have in das to kill a behema, and by mistakes he kills a person, he'd be potter for Misa. So the same way the owner would be potter, who are in the shore also is potter. So Bezin does not kill the shore, since the shore did not have intentions to kill a person. However, the Baal HaShor
has to pay kofer to the yoshim. Mishnah Zayin, shor reisha or shor that belongs to a lady, vel shor hayisaimim or shor that belongs to yisaimim, yoshim that do not have an apotropis, or else shor ha-apotropis, or shor that belongs to yisaimim that bezdin did appoint an apotropis, there is a guardian taken over, or else shor ha-midbar, or shor that's hefka that doesn't belong to anybody, or else shor ha-hegdish, a shor that belongs to hegdish to the base of midish, or else shor ha-ger shemes, or else a shor that belonged to a ger that died and v'ein lo yorshim, no yorshim to take over. So in all these cases are re'elu chayav misa. If any one of these shores kills a person, so bezdin kills the shore, even though there's no owner here to chayav them. Still, zedim the shore, since the shore killed the person, bezdin kills the shore. Rabbi Yudis says shore ha midbar, shore that's like the midbar that's hefka belong, doesn't have an owner, or el shore hegdish and shore ha ger shemes p'turim min amisa. If he shein lim bailim, since they don't have any bailim, therefore he holds the potter from misa. Bezdin only kills them if there's a bailim. It says kiigach shor esish. It has to belong to a person. But here, if there's no owner, the bezdin he holds. Bezdin does not kill the shor. But the loch is not like if you do like the Tanakama, that in all these cases the bezdin kills the shor. Mishneches shor shehu yoytzei li'sokil. Let's say a shor that killed somebody, killed a person. But the loch is bezdin is supposed to kill the shor. They give it skila. Now, Vigdich, so Bezdin was taken to shore to give it skila, and on the way there, Vigdich Shabolov, the owner of the shore, made it Hegdish. Sayin Mugdish, the locher is, the Hegdish is not chal, because the Bailam has no schus in it. Once was a psak already of Nigmar, a psak of skila, is like Osa Bhano, it has no value to it, so the owner has no right to be Makdishit. What's going to be Shchotoy? Let's say the owner went ahead and made a shchitah on it before they made a skila. So besorah yosa, it's also teat the basar. Because again, the pasuk says, "Soki sok l'shor lo yochlas besorah," that once is a chiyah skila, the shor, the basar is also. V'yimach l'nig madin. Let's say before Bezdin made its gemara din that the shor is chayah skila, hegdisha bolov. Then the owner came and was makdish at first. Mukdash. Then we said hegdish is chal. Let's say the owner first goes and makes a shchitur on the shore before Bezdin paskins that it killed the person that's chayes kilo. So sorry muta, since the shchitur, the heta took place before the issur was chal, we say first the shchitur takes place, you're okay, you're allowed to eat this meat. Mishnah Tes, misora l'shoy mechina mul l'shoyel ulanoy say socher v'lasaycher. Let's say an owner gives over his shore to a shomer to watch it. Whether it's a shor mechinim is not being paid, or whether you're lending it to somebody, you're shoyel, or else a noisei socha, somebody that you're paying to watch, or else for laseicha, somebody's renting it from you. So the locher is nichnus utachas abaylim. The shomrim, they take over the place of the original owner, and if the shor does damage now in their possession, they're chayiv to pay for the damage. The locher is muad mishalom nezik sholem, v'tam mishalom chatzin nezik. Any din the shor has, it continues on. If the shor is a muid, the owner has to pay a nezik shalom. The shomer has to pay a nezik shalom. If the shor is only a tam, the shomer only has to pay a chatzi nezik. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be kishoroi bola b'maseira? Let's say the owner tied up the shor with the maseira, with its leech, with the rope it usually ties it up with, or else v'noyel b'fon of kiro, it locked the door in front of its shor, the right way kiro. Means a delis that's yochol amad ruach mitzuya. So this is considered a shmira kusa. It's a small amount of shmira. It's not the best shmira. It only protects it from a normal wind, but not from an abnormal wind. So this is a shmira kusa. So locha is on such a type of a shmira that the yotze behizik, let's say the animal still broke loose and went out and did damage. So echad tam v'echad mu'd chayiv dibur Rabbi Meir. Whether the shor was a tam or a mu'd, still the owner is chayiv. Rav Meir holds a shmira p'chus is not enough. You have to make a shmira mula. You have to have a shmira that watches it, even from a ruach sheinu mitzuya. It has to be that the animal cannot just break loose. So therefore he holds, it's like you did not make a shmira, therefore you're chayiv. Whether you're the shomer, whether you're the owner, whoever's supposed to take care of it now. Rav Yehuda says, tam chayiv amud pot. Depends.
a tam is chayiv. By a tam, the owner has to make a shmir mula. And therefore, this is not called a good shmira. Therefore, he's chayiv by a tam. But by a muid, he's potish. Now, the pasuk says, for lo yishmurena bolov. By a muid, it says, the only chayiv, because the owner did not watch him. So mashmur, he did not watch him at all. But here, even a shmir b'chusa, for shomer huzeh, this is called watched. Therefore, for a muid, yipotah. However, Rebbe Lezer holds, Ein lo shmira l'sak, and he holds, no, a mu'id has no shmira at all. The opposite, a mu'id is used to doing damage. The only way you can say you potter, if you mamish kill him, aydei sakin. But kol zman, the animal's alive, anytime it does damage, even though you made a shmira mula, still you chayiv. That's Rebbe Lezer's shita. And the Gemara says, really according to Rebbe Lezer, it's only like Yotzeh Yedei Shemayim, that Yedei Shemayim, you should make a shchit, you should shecht your wild animal, and nor the damage not come because of you. Yeah. Now we're up to Perek Chamishi. Mishnalov. Shor shenogach es haparo. A shor that did damage God, a cow. V'nimtza ubra betzida. This cow was pregnant. And now we find the ubra, the vlad, the baby on the side, dead on the side of the paro. Now v'yen yudu, we do not know. Imach loy negocha yoldo. Did this paro give birth before the shor went and gored the paro? And therefore it's not considered like the shor did damage to the vlad, it only did damage to the mother. Or else no, imishinokho yodo, maybe it first gave birth after it received the punch, after it got damaged. So then it's considered like the shor hamazi did damage to the vlad also. The loch reads it's a suffix. Therefore the loch reads mishalim chati nezik laparo, that the baal shor has to pay for the chati nezik, since the shor is a tam. The Baal HaShor has to pay here for the damage that you caused to the paro, or revi nezik levlad, and a quarter of the damage that it did to the vlad. It's like mamon amutav sofik is chatzi nezik, and therefore the locher is mamon amutav sofik. Our mishnah holds is cholkin, they divide the money in half. V'chein, the same thing, paro, let's say a pregnant cow, shenok has HaShor, it went and gored HaShor, v'nimtzav lo debitzida, and afterwards we found out that this paro gave birth. We find the blood on the side. And again, this paro was a tam. The locher is tam, you could only collect migufa from the goof of the shore. So let's say the goof of the shore is not even worth the damage that it did, not even half of the damage. But with the blood it is. So the question is, could the nizik come and collect from the blood also? Do we say the blood also had to do with the damage? And the ein yidu, like we do not know, imach lo no koyodo. Did it give birth before it did the damage, before it gored? Therefore, the nizik cannot collect from the vlad. The vlad was not in the stomach when the mother did the damage. Or else, no, imishinokhu yodo. Maybe the paro first gave birth after the paro did the damage. So therefore, the vlad is part of the damage, so you could collect chatinezik from the vlad also. So lochur is, mishalin chatinezik mina paro, or vi nezik mina vlad. Like, for sure, you chatzi nezik, you have a right to collect from the paro. And let's say the paro is not enough, then you only have a right to collect the amount of a revi of the nezik, a quarter of the damage, from the vlad. Because also, still like the moment hamutik besofik, it's a doubt whether you could collect from it or not, therefore we say chokin. Or else it could be the case that the paro got lost. We do not know where the paro is. So the nezik now wants to come and collect from the vlad. So in such a case, we say it's a suffix, if we can only collect a revi, a quarter of the damage. Mishnah Beis. Ha-kador shehichnes kidei roisov lechotze balabayis shlebrishus. A kador means a person that makes earthly pitches. He brought them in to somebody else's rishus, somebody else's courtyard, without asking him permission. V'shivroson behemto shebalabayis. Now the behema, the animal that belongs to the balabasa, that rishus, comes and steps and breaks all these barrels. The locher is potter, the balashar is potter, because who asked you to come into my rishus, and my rishus lo and I'm not going to watch out for anything. V'yem husko b'hen, let's say adarab, the opposite way, that the shor now hurt themselves on your kalim, so bal hakder is chayiv, the one that owns these barrels is like, you're the mazik, you're the boar, you have to pay for the damage. What's going to be if you're nichnas prashus? Let's say the owner of the house gave you permission to bring in your pitches. Now, balachot zechayiv, since I said you could come in means come in and I'll watch you. So therefore, if my animal does damage to your kelim, breaks your kelim, the balha shor, the balha rishus, the balha of the house, is chayiv to pay. Hichnis peirois alachot zabalavayish le'rishus. Let's say somebody has apples, and he puts them down in somebody else's rishus, somebody else's house. And the animal of that house eats them up. So potter, the Baal HaShor is potter from paying. Like, who asked you to bring your apples into my rishus? Let's say the animal hurts himself, trips himself on these pears. So Baal HaPeres Chayiv, the one that owns the pears has to pay for the damage. Let's say the owner of the house gave this person, gave this Reuven permission to bring in his pears. Then Baal HaChotz HaChayiv, if anything happens to these pears, if his animal eats them up, the Baal HaChotz is chayav to pay for the damage that was done to the other one's pears. Mishnah Gimel. Hichnis Shoiroi Lechotza Baal HaBayis Lebishus. Reuven brings in his ox into Shimon's house without asking permission. On the Gochoi Shoiroi Shabal HaBayis, let's say Reuven's shore does damage to the owner's shore. Oy Shinashochoi Kalboy Shabalabais, whereas let's say the dog of the Balabas bites the shore, so Potter, the Balabais is Potter. Again, who asked you to come into my house? I don't have to watch in my house from other people, therefore the Balabais is Potter. What's going to be Nogahu Shor Shabalabais? Let's say this person's shore did damage to the Balabas' shore, then Chayiv, you're a Mazik, you have to pay for the damage your shore caused. What's going to be Nofal Labor of Hivish Memov? Let's say this animal that came in without permission fell now into the owner's bor, his ditch of water, and made the water disgusting. Hivish, as a dead animal there in the water, he made the water dirty. So Chayiv, the Baal HaShor is Chayiv to pay for the damage, you ruined his water. What's going to be Hoya Oviv by B'nai L'Toychoi? Let's say the owner's father or the owner's son is in the bor, and now your shore falls in there and kills them. So Mishalom es haKoifer, the Baal HaShor has to pay Koifer to the Baal HaBayis. What's going to be though, V'yem Hichnas Brishus, let's say the owner gave you permission to bring in your shore. So again, that means bring it in and I'll watch it. So then Baal HaChotz HaChayiv, if the Baal HaChotz's shore does damage, so the Baal HaChotz is Chayiv. Rebbe says, Bekulon in all these cases, no. Bekulon in all these cases, ain't a Chayiv. The Baal HaChotzer is not Chayiv. Even though I say come in, Stam comes in means true, I give you permission to come in, but come in and watch yourself. So therefore the Baal HaChotzer is always Potter. Achikabal Olav Lishmar, till he accepts upon himself to mamish watch. If he accepts upon himself to watch, then he's Chayiv. But as long as he does not say clearly, I'll watch your shore, so then when I tell you permission, I give you permission to come in, it only means you can come in, but you have to watch your shore. Therefore, the Baal HaChotzer would be Potter. Mishnah Dalad. Shor Shehoye Mischavin L'Chaveroi. A shor had intentions to hit, to gore, another shor. And by mistake, V'ikres Isha, it hit a pregnant lady, V'yotzi Lodeho, and it made her mimapol, she had a miscarriage. Talochor is Potter Midmei Vlodis. The Baal HaShor was Potter from paying back to the Midmei Vlodis how much the child was worth. Because this halacha, that a person has to pay the Meiv Lodis, that's only if a person hits a pregnant lady, does the Torah say you have to pay. But here that a shor hit the pregnant lady, so the Baal HaShor is potter from paying the value of the vlad. The odom, though, shoy mischavin l'chaveroi, if a man had intentions to hit one person, v'ikas isha, and by mistake he hit a pregnant lady, V'yotzi Lodeho, and she had a miscarriage. So locher is here, Mishalom Demei Vlodis, that the original person has to pay the Demei Vlodis. He has to pay the Demei Vlodis to the husband. Kate said, how do we value, Kate said, Mishalom Demei Vlodis, how do we value how much the Demei Vlodis is worth? So Shomin, we value as Isha, this pregnant lady, Kami hi yofach lo yoda, how much she was worth on the marketplace to sell a pregnant lady. For Kami Yofi Yimishiyoda, how much is she worth now after she gave birth? So the difference is because of the Vlad, that's how much this person that made the miscarriage take place has to pay the husband of the vlad. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Shimon says, in Cain, if so, Mishisha Yeledes Mishabachas, it's for the opposite. After she gives birth, then Anisha is worth more, because like this, a pregnant lady is Mesukenis, is a danger, maybe she'll die Bishas giving birth. So a person does not pay so much money for such a type of a slave. So it's the opposite way, she's worth more after she gives birth. So we do not know how much the value of the vlad itself is worth. All right, turn over. Again, Amr of Shimon ben Gamliel, Im Kain, if so, Mishishi Yoledes Meshabachas, Anisha is worth more after she gives birth. Then there's no more sakona. So we do not know how much the vlad, the kid, is worth. Ela rather, Shomenes Avlodois Kama Hen Yofen. We take in the value how much a person would buy in the marketplace for a vlad, for a baby. How much is a baby worth? Venoisin Labala, that much money the person did the damage has to pay the husband. If you mean Lobala, so she has no husband, Noisin Lyosha, then you give it to the Yoshim, the one that would Yashin the husband. Hoiso Shifcha, let's say she was a Shifcha Vinishtachra, Oy Gyaris, Pota, now let's say she has no husband, she was a Shifcha, now they freed her, or else she was a Gyaris, that she doesn't have a husband. So Lochris Potter, you do not have to pay the Mevlodis, because the Lochris, you only have to pay to the husband or to his Yorshim. If there are no Yorshim of the Baal, then the person that did the damage is Potter from paying the Mevlodis.
If somebody digs a ditch in a Rishus Yochid in a private property, but the opening is in the Rishus Rabbim. So therefore, people would fall in through the Rishus Rabbim. This is considered a bor, hamazik, and yechayiv. Oy Rishus Rabbim, or else let's say you dug the bor in Rishus Rabbim underneath, but upsoch l'Rishus Yochid. It was opened up into private property, into Rishus Yochid. We're talking about and the case is that you opened it up right next to Somach to the Rishus Rabbim. So since it, even though it's in Rishus Yochid, but since it's Somach, it's near Rishus Rabbim, people would still fall in. Therefore, Yechayiv for the Mazik. And another case is Urishus HaYochid Upsochel Rishus HaYochid Acher. You dug it in your Rishus HaYochid, and the opening opens up into somebody else's Rishus HaYochid, and then later your Mafke that Rishus. So now where the opening is, it's again like public property. People could walk through there and fall in and hurt himself. And all these three cases, Chayiv, this is considered the Mazik Gabor. You have a takola here, therefore you're chayim for the damage. Ha'achoyfer bor v'shus rabim. If somebody digs a ditch in the middle of v'shus rabim, v'nofal l'soycho yishor oy chamor v'meis, and an ox or a donkey falls inside there and dies, loch rizi chayiv, that a bal ha'bor is chayiv, if a shor or chamor dies there. V'dash n'posik yiftach yishbor, oy kiyich v'shbor, v'nofal shom a shor or chamor, that Bala Shor Yishalim. And we dasim will soon see Shor Vla Yodom, Chamor Vla Kalim. But if a Shor and a Chamor dies, there Yechayiv. Now, Echad Achayfa Bor, whether you dig a ditch, Real Siach, or Moro, these all different type of caves, or ditches, one's longer, one's wider, Charitzin and Itzin, also wide scratches in the ground, Sechayiv, any type of a mazik that people could fall in and hurt themselves, Yechayiv. In Cain, if so, lo maneh ma bor. Why does the Torah say the word bor? So we make a drasha, ma bor sheyesh bo kedei l'homis. Just like a regular bor, we'll soon see his tenth fucking deep, that it has the possibility to kill a shore if it falls in there, which is asar tfochim, tenth fucking deep, is af kerl, any type of a ditch, sheyesh bo kedei l'homis asar tfochim. It has to be deep, tenth fucking, and then it's normal. If a shore falls in there to die, then you're chayiv. It's called yomazik. Yomazik killed the shore. Now, hoyu pchusin miasor tvochim. Let's say they're less than 10 tvochim. So then, v'nofel toich ha'shor ha'chamor v'meis. If a shore or chamor falls into this boar and dies, they're potter. So the owner is potter. It's considered like an onus. It's not his fault. But v'im huzak boy chayiv. If the shore just gets damaged there, just hurts itself, so that's normal. Therefore, the balabor is chayiv. He's only potter if the animal dies,
That's not normal. That's an onus. But if he just hurts himself, the irregular damage, for that it's called the bor. The bala bor is chayiv.
Mishnah Vav. Bor shel shnei shutfim. A bor that belongs to two people. Two people own it together. Now, over all of Harishan, the first owner passes by. For lucky so he does not cover up his bor. And then v'yashen, the second one passes by. And also v'lecki so he does not cover it up. And the Gemara Rashi says, it's talking about where the first one handed over the cover to the second one. So really it's up to the second one to cover it. And he does not. So therefore, Hasheni Chayiv, the second one is Chayiv for any damage that happens.
What's going to be Kiso Horishan? Let's say the first one covers it. And then when the second owner comes by, he finds out that it's uncovered again. And the second one now does not cover it. So Hasheni Chayiv, the second one is Chayiv. It's his responsibility to see that it should be covered. Since he did not cover it, he's considered like the Bala Bor, he's Chayiv.
What's going to be Kiso Karo? Let's say they put a good cover over the Bor, and still V'nofal HaToychoi Shor HaChamor V'neis, or Shor HaChamor fell in there and they died. So Lachar is Potter, because it's called like an honest, since the owner put a good Shmira, could have put a good cover over it. So now if a Shor falls in there, it's not his fault, he's Potter.
What's going to be Loi Kiso Karo? Let's say the owner did not put a good cover over the bor, like it's normal for it to fall in through a shore. And now, v'nofel atoicha shor chamor v'meis, a shore, an ox, or a donkey fell in and died. So chayiv, the bala bor is chayiv. It's not considered that he made a good kisuin. It's considered like the bor is still here. Therefore, any damage that happens, he's chayiv.
What's going to be nofal lufonov mikol hakriya? Let's say the owner goes down into the bor to dig a little bit wider, to make the bore wider. So he makes noise when he's banging there. And because of that, Kerla Kriya, the Shorla gets nervous and comes tumbling down and falls into the bore and hurts itself. So Chayiv, the Bala Bor is Chayiv, since Lamaisa, the damage happened inside the bore, therefore the Bala Bor is Chayiv.
What's going to be Le'acharov Mikola Kriya? Let's say the Shor got nervous when he heard the banging inside the bore and he fell backwards. And he hurt himself on the floor outside the bor, pota. Then the bala bor, even though he's a gurim, he caused it, but it's only grumma, grumma is pota. The actual damage did not take place in his bor, therefore he's pota.
What's going to be nofal esoichoi, shor vekelo v'nishtabru? Let's say a shor fell into your bor, and he had kelim utensils on him, and the kelim broke. Or else chamor, a donkey fell in, v'kelov, he's wearing clothing like v'niskor, and they ripped. So the locher is chayiv al beima, the bal habor is chayiv for the damage that happened to the animals, but a poter al kelim, like we dashed before, shor v'lo yodom, chamor v'lo kelim. If kelim fall in and break, you poter. V'nofel atoichoi, shor cherish shayt v'kotan, chayiv. Let's say it fell into your bor, or shor that's a cherish, or a shayt of a cotton, so the shor does not have das. In such a case, the bala bor is chayiv. In other words, the shor does not know how to watch itself, so therefore the bala bor is chayiv. But mashmir, if the shor would be a pekeach, a smart one, and fall there in daytime, so then the bala bor is potter, because the shor usually is supposed to watch himself, and if he did not, it's called like an onus, therefore the bala bor is potter. What's going to be ben oivas? Let's say a son or a daughter falls in there, even though they're ketanim, or else eved or yoma. Let's say an eved or an oma, eved kenani, falls in there. Locher is all pot the balabor. There's a gezeras akosiv. Then we darshan again shor v'lo yodam. Only if a shor falls in there and hurts himself, not if an odam. If an odam, even a ben or a bas, fall in there, the balabor is potter.
Mishneh Zayin, Echad Shor V'Yechad Kol Behemel and Nefilas Abor. It's not only if a shor, an ox, or a chamor falls into the bor is the balabor chayiv, but any animal that falls in, the locher is the balabor is chayiv. Ola Afroshas HaSinai, the same thing that Tzivoy Par HaSinai, you have to keep all your animals away. Pasuk says in Behemel Mishla Yichya, so it's not only on a shor, but it applies to all animals. Ola Tashlume Kefal. If someone makes a geneva,
And the pasuk says, "Em tim sub yodei agneiv mishor v'yad chamor ad se chayim shnayim yishalom." You have to pay kefil. So it's lav dav kishor v'chamor, but any behema. If you make a gneiva, you have to pay back double. Ula shavas aveda, any type of an animal you find, you have to return it. Lefrika, let's say the animal is loaded up with bundles, you have to help take off, not only from a shor v'chamor, but from any animal. Lechasima, lochrov, leisachsim shor v'dishoy, when you have your shor working for you on the threshing the wheat, you're not allowed to muzzle it when it's working, so it's not only a shor, applies to all animals. The same thing, lechlayim leshabbos, loch of klayim of leisachrish, or behemtuchol leserbiya klayim, you can't work with two of them together, or you can't mate them. It's not only yeshor v'chamor, but applies to any different type of animals. Or the Shabbos, the same way by Shabbos is a mitzvah, or shvisas behemta, you have to let your animal rest on Shabbos. It's not only yeshor v'chamor, but it's all type of animals. All these halachas applies to chayas and oifas, to birds also. In Cain, if so, lo manema shor echamor. How come in the pasuk it says shor echamor? This is the usual case. The usual case, it's a shor and a chamor, but really it's lav davka shor echamor. It applies to any chay, any animal, and any oif. Perek Shishi, Mishnalef, ha koines tzoin ladir. If the owner brings his sheep into the corral, and he locks the door the right way, which could hold up a ruach mitzuya, which we had before. This is called like a shmira p'chusa, a small type of a shmira. So halacha is v'yotza v'zika. Let's say still the tzoin breaks loose and goes out and does damage. Potter, the owner is potter. If it does damage with shein regal, this is like muadim metchila. So we had before by a muad, it's enough for a shmira p'chusa. Therefore, the owner is potter. What's going to be loy noal b'fonel karo? Let's say the owner did not lock the door in a good manner that not, it does not even hold back from a ruach mitzuya. So then that's not called a shmir at all. Therefore, the yotza v'zik, if the shor, the tzoin goes out and does damage, chayiv, the bal ha-tzoin is chayiv. Nifritzo balayla, let's say the tzoin breaks loose at night time. Let's say robbers break the door down at night time. The yotze v'zika potter, and he goes out tzoin and does damage, the owner is potter. And it's mashma from the Gemara that this would happen by daytime, that the owner knows about it and he should have fixed it, and then it goes out and does damage, then the owner would be chayiv, because he should have fixed it. But here that it happened at night time, it's an onus, therefore he's potter. What's going to be hoitziyu who list him? Let's say the robbers like pick up the tzoin, they make a kinyan on the tzoin, and then they take it out. So halistim chayovim. Now, since the listim have a kinyan gneiver on it, therefore, if the tzoin goes out and does damage, they're considered like the owners, they're chayav to pay for the damage the tzoin does.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Hanicho becham. Let's say you left your sheep in the sun, and because the sun was baking on it, it became painful. And therefore, even though the door was closed rightfully, you were no b'fnei karo, still, since the animal was in pain, it broke through and it went out and did damage. Or else, oisha mosro lecheresh shay to the kotem. Let's say you give over your animal to be watched by a cheresh, some can not deaf and dumb. Or else, oi leshayta lekotem, a fool or a kotem. And now, the yotze bezeka, the shore of the animal goes out and does damage, whether it's with its shein or with its regal, sechayiv, the owner is chayiv, because he was a pesheya b'shmirosa. He should know that if he puts it into pain, he puts it into the sun, it's going to break through, or you give it to a cheresh shayt of a kotan, they cannot watch it, so you know this shor will go and do damage, that's called you a pesheya, therefore you chayiv. What's going to be misoro l'roya? Let's say you give over your shor to be watched by the shepherd, which is a baradas. Now the locher is nechnas roya tachta, he takes over your place. And therefore, if it does damage now, he'll be at fault, the roya, not the owner. Noflo lagin of anenis. Let's say the shor falls in bi'enis. He falls into somebody else's garden. But let's say he tripped in Rishus Rabim, which is a little bit higher than the gina. And now he fell into the gina. And v'nenis means he ate some food there. and the shor had enjoyment there. Tzalach riz meshalemes mashinenis. The owner has to pay for at least the enjoyment, how much he saved himself, that he would not have to feed him the food now. As far as the actual damage goes, he's a chpota, because he's an onus, that his animal tripped from the rishus rabim into somebody else's rishus, that's an onus, so he's not chai for this. But mashinenis, the enjoyment that your animal had, that you free yourself from paying him lunch now, that you have to pay. Yodok kedak, let's say animal went down normally into somebody else's field, vezika, and it did damage there, it ate there, then mishalemas mashazika. That's a regular case of the mazik of shein. Your animal went and ate up somebody else's food, you have to pay for the amount of food that it ate up. That's called mishalemas mashazika. Now, Kate said mishalemas mashazika. How do you have to pay for this mazik of shein if your animal went and ate up somebody else's row? Or let's say he was growing their carrots, and you went and the animal went and ate up the whole row of carrots. So shomin the base saw b'yosa soda. You do not just take how much this one row of carrots are worth, but rather you have to see how much the whole field, a base saw, a whole field, the size of a base saw, which is chamishim 50 amas by 50 amas, which is 2,500 square amas, and you have to take that and say, kama hoisa yofa, how much is this field worth? The kama yofa, how much is it worth now that it's missing one row? It's not that much of a difference. So that little bit you have to pay him. Ochlo peiros gemurim. Let's say your shor ate up peiros gemurim that was already finished growing already. So it's come out like picked off already. Then mishalemas peiros gemurim. In other words, the first kula that we have, it's only kol zaman is attached to the ground. If the peiros are attached to the ground, they need the ground, then we look as if the damage is done to the ground, to the field. We have to see how much the field is worth with it and without it. But if the peiros are fully grown already, and you can pick it off, it doesn't have to be on the field, then Allah is mishalemis peiros gemurim. Im sosoim, 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 you have to take how much this barrel of fruit is worth, how much is worth, that's how much you have to pay. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Hamagdish v'toich sode shel chaveroi shlebrishus. Reuven goes into Shimon's field without permission, and he makes a godish. A godish means he makes a whole pile of his tefuah. He like piles up all his wheat there. Now the achloson behemta shebal hasodeh, Shimon's behema, comes along and eats up all of Reuven's wheat. Talocher is potter. Shimon is potter because Reuven had no right to come into his field. V'yem husko behem, let's say Shimon's ox hurt himself on this wheat. Talocher is bala godish chayiv. The one that owns the wheat, Reuven has to pay him. He has no right to put his godish in somebody else's field. Let's say you have permission to make this godish, to make you a pile of wheat in my field. That means I have a chrais, I have to take care of it. So if something happens, then the balasodeh is chayiv. Mishneh Dalet. Ha-sholeach ha-sabeiro b'yad cheresh shaita v'kotin. If somebody sends a beira, that means you send a fire. You send a torch like a fire in the hands of a cheresh, a mute person, or a fool, or a katan, and then they go and light up somebody else's field. So potter, you're potter b'din yodam, the shaleich, but potter b'din yodam, v'chayev b'din shemayim. But b'day shemayim, you're chayev, because you're the cause of that field to be burnt up. That's called sherei ma'isav gormu. Your actions caused it. What's going to be shilach b'yat pikeach? Let's say you sent the torch in the hands of a normal, smart person. So then, ha'pekeh chayiv, that person is chayiv. Like there's an ain't shliach the dvar avera. So we say, divirah divirtav divir mishaymim, the shliach was not supposed to do it. Therefore, the shliach himself is chayiv. Now, echad hevi es ur. Let's say somebody brought the fire. V'yechad hevi es eitzim, then somebody else came and brought the wood. So locher is ha'mevi es eitzim chayiv. At the second one that put the wood on top of the fire that made the fire spread, he's considered like making the mazik of the seish, and therefore he's chayiv. What's going to be the opposite of the way? Echad hevias eitzim, one person brought the wood. V'yechad hevias ha'ur, and the second one then brought the fire. So maybe es ur chayiv, the one that brought the ur to the fire, he's chayiv. He's the one that caused his damage. Bo acha v'libo, that's if somebody else comes now and blows on the fire to make it bigger.
Hamalab chayiv, the second one now that made the fire bigger, he's chayiv, and the first two are potter. It's considered his action, his fire.
Lipsa haruach, let's say the wind comes along and blows up this fire and makes it travel. It's then kulam p'turim, all of them are potter, because the first one's actions would have not caused it to do the damage. It's the ruach, so therefore everybody is potter. It's the wind that caused the damage. And we're talking about in a case that this is a ruach, sheinu metzui, it's not a normal wind, it usually doesn't happen. So if we're not supposed to think about this, therefore you'd be potter.
What's going to be hashaleach esebeiro?
Again, when you send out a fire, to your cause why the fire went out.
The fire went out and burned up somebody else's wood, or destroyed somebody else's stones or his dirt. Sechayif, in all these cases, yichayif.
Shneimer the pasuk says, "Ki seitzei eish u'motza koytzim v'necha godish oyakomoy hasoda." Is shalom yishalom hamavias abera.
The one that caused the fire is chayif to pay.
If your fire went out and ate up somebody else's wood or the field, oyakoma.
So the deacon of the Mishnah is, since it says v'necha godish oyakomoy hasoda, it says mashma the fire will eat up the field. What does it mean, the field? It means he'll do damage on the field, meaning the offer or the stones. For this also yichayif.
Ovro goder shu gavoy arbams. Let's say you had a wall there, fence there, and the fire went over the fence, even though the fence is 4 arms tall.
Or derech harabim, I know, or else the fire went over derech harabim, which was 16 arms wide, or else the river.
So in these cases, you're potter, because this is called an onus. It's not a dovra motzi. As far as you're concerned, you made a shmir on this fire. You had a wall there, you had a rishus ram in between, you had a nohor, therefore you potter.
Hamadlech b'tcher shelo, let's say someone lights the fire in his own rishus. Sa'ad kama tavrad leiko, until how far does the fire go, that's still your chayiv.
So Reb Elezer ben Azariah oimer, royin noisa kilu hi b'yemtsar beiskor.
You have to look as if the fire now is in the middle of a soda, which is the side of a beiskor, which is a place that you plant 30 saw, which is a soda of 274 amas by 274 amas.
So you have to look as if you're in the middle of this field. So now if the fire can go so far, then you're chayiv. But if it can't go so far, then you're potter.
I mean the opposite, if the fire travels as far further than this, you're potter.
As you only chayiv normal travel into this area. But if it travels more than this area, then you'll be potter.
So again, ad kama tavra, until how far away does the fire travel to say that you're potter?
So blessed was I am a rei noise kilu b'yemtza beis kor, as if you're in the middle of this beis kor.
Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, sheses riyamis, no, 16 amis, that much you're a pashaya, more than that you're an onus.
Kederech rishus rabin, kaleg rishus rabin.
On all sides, you only have to worry about the first 16 amis.
Rabbi Kivu Weimer, chamishim amma, 50 amis.
Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shalem Yishalom Mavir Sabera, means Akol Lufiyad Leka.
Everything depends upon how big of a fire you made. The Kitzer, as long as it's normal for this fire to go, you're chayif any damage that it did.
If it's not normal for the fire to go this far, then the mice you'll be potter for the damage that you caused.
Mishnehei, Ha'amadlik es Hagodish Voye Bokele Bodoko.
You lit up somebody's field or cornfield. And in the field there was also kalim there, and you burnt up the kalim.
So Reb Yudu Aymer, Yishalim Asher B'teichai.
You have to pay for everything what's inside the field, even though it's tomun, it's hidden. Still Reb Yudu holds Eishes Chayiv on tomun.
V'achomam Nechom Nesei, V'achomam Rim, Einu Mishalim Ela Godish, Shochitim or Shosarim.
You only have to pay for the Godish, for the field, whether it was a wheat, whether it was a barley field, but not for the kalim that were hidden inside the field. That's called Eishes Potter on Tomun, if something was hidden, because the pasuk says V'necha Godish Oyakoma Svidashin Makoma Begolui, it's open, anything else that's opened.
Hoyegidi Kofasta, let's say you had a kid, an animal that was tied up in the field. V'yevid Samachloi, or an evid was near the field, but he was not tied up. V'nisrafimoi, and burnt, both of them were burnt up with the field. Sachayev, Yechayev to pay for the damage on the behemoth. And even on the Yevit, since he was not tied down, the Yevit should have run away. Therefore, since he did not run away, you're potter from Misa. Therefore, you have to pay the money. What's going to be Yevit Kofasla? Let's say the Yevit was tied down there.
or Gedis Samachloi, and the kid was just nearby, not tied down, for Nisif Imoi, and now the Eved was burnt up, the Lachor is Potter, in such a case, you're Potter from Mammon. Because since you're Chayiv Misa for killing the Eved, therefore, you're Potter from money, we say, Kom Lei B'Rabbi Minei. Ulmoidim Chachom Rav Yehuda, Chom Grit Rav Yehuda, but Madleke Saber, somebody lights a fire, Shumashalom Shalom Koma Shabatechai, that you have to pay everything inside it. Shemadleke Saber means if you burn down somebody's house, if you put a flames onto somebody else's house, there you chayiv, even on things that were hidden inside the house. Why? Shekein derech b'nei yodim l'niach b'batim. Everybody knows that people leave things, put some things in his house. So when is there a p'tur of tamun? That's only on the field. You do not know there are kelim there. But over here, people know that inside the house there are kelim, therefore you chayiv for the kelim that you burnt down in his house.
Mishneh Vov. Gates sheyotze mitachas hapatish.
Let's say a spark that went out from the blacksmith that's banging his hammer.
Physic, this spark goes out and catches fire and does damage.
Chayiv, you chayiv. You should have watched it. You should have known that this spark could go and do damage.
Gomel shoyotoyim pishtel. To somebody had his camel loaded with flax.
V'yover b'shus rabim. He let his camel go through the shus rabim.
Now v'nichnas pishtonoi l'teich hachanus.
Now the pishton, the flax, when you're walking outside, goes inside the store.
Udalokai b'nevar shachendani, it catches and catches on fire from the fire that's inside the store.
Vidleke sabera, and now the camel goes on with the loaded with the fire and burns down somebody's house.
So bal hagomel chayiv, the bal hagomel is chayiv, it's his fault.
Like he should have realized this flax is going into somebody else's store, and in the store it's normal to have fire. So you're a pesheya, it's considered like your fire. Now that the camel, the flax, burnt down a house, you're chayiv for it.
What's going to be here? Nia chenveni nero mibachutz.
That's that the chenveni leaves his fire outside.
So then ha chenveni chayiv. Then it's the chenveni's fault.
He's chayiv for the damage for this fire that the gomel causes. Because it's like a ruach mitzuyah, the camel. But you put the fire out the chenveni, therefore you chayiv.
We have Yudam of Yudis says, b'ner chanukah potter.
Shno, in the case of ner chanukah, since there it's a mitzvah, you have a right to leave it outside in Shus Rabim. Therefore, the Bala Chenveni is Potter. He had a right to leave it outside. And therefore, the Bala Gomel that's walking through the streets near Chanukah time has to be careful, has to know there could be fire outside. Therefore, he's the Peshaya, not the Bala Chenveni. All right, we'll stop here.